الو الو
What's up, it's your boy Otto.
It's good.
Back here on another episode of Views with Otto. You know, I'm sitting here with my brother, my
yes,
boy,
sir.
TTU Dev.
What's poppin'?
What's up, bruh?
Same thing, man. Same shit. Different day, man. Making it through.
As y'all know, man, if you hip to the podcast, man, you can follow me on all your social media. You can follow me on Twitter at TTU_longrun. You can follow me on IG at YTNOTTO5. That's YTNOTTONUMBA5.
TTU boys.
Fact.
My
I
nigga.
Hate you, TTU niggas.
Hell no.
You feel me? We here on another episode of Views with Otto. I'm sitting here with my boy TTU Dev. You feel me? I'm gonna put my nigga in the hot seat in a minute. You feel me? I'm gonna let him breathe right now.
You got something coming for me.
No, we just gonna chop it up though. Speak some memories with y'all. So I'm gonna ask him a couple questions, some little personal questions about his life.
Yeah, man.
Then we gonna have fun. I'm about to smoke a little blunt real fast. I ain't even supposed to be smoking. I took a day off. I'm about to stop this shit for a minute.
Supposed to be on the break, boy.
I am. What's so crazy, bro? I ain't even smoked yesterday. I ain't smoked yesterday.
I see you tweeted that you missed a smoke session.
Hell yeah! And then today they tried to pass me the blunt and shit. I'm at training them house and shit. We was playing, man. They try to pass me a blunt. I'm like, no, I'm cool, y'all. You feel me? I'm doing good. I forgot it was my nigga Nip's birthday. You feel me? So I had to smoke one for my nigga Nip.
Yeah, it was only right though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm gonna be right back tomorrow. You feel me? I'm stopping this shit tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah, but, if you miss one though, that's good for you though.
What'd you say, bro?
I said, if you miss a smoke session, nigga, that's good for you.
I'm about to say, you know.
Yeah, I know you, though.
You know I'm for all that shit, bruh. I'm not turning down no smoke session. I definitely turned that bitch down, though. I felt good turning that bitch down, though. No cap. You feel me?
But, as you should.
You feel me? But we gonna have a little fun later. I'm about to throw you in a little hot seat, bruh.
Come on, man. I'm ready, man.
some little questions. You feel me? I got a couple little questions jotted down I'm going to ask you. It's some little personal life questions. You feel
I'm
me?
Ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
You feel me? You know, we from the sandbox for real, so you feel me? I know you a little bit.
Man, hell of years, man.
You've been through a lot, man.
Man, it's crazy, bro. It's so crazy, bro. Like, growing up as a kid, though, I wasn't even expecting to... You know what I'm saying? To be going, I didn't even think it was, you know what I'm saying, hard times was even possible for me. You feel me? The way I just grew up, you know what I'm saying? My father, you know what I'm saying? He kept me out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? He introduced me to sports. You know what I'm saying? My mama, you know what I'm saying? She was loving it, caring, you feel me? So I thought I had a straight path. You feel me?
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. So my first question is to you, bruh.
What's up?
What was your first reaction, like, when you found out you was having a kid at a young age? Because what you have right at 17,
no,
18?
I had him at 19.
19?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't young, though, but it was young, though, because I was, like, I was fresh out of, no, was I fresh out of school? No, matter of fact, I wasn't fresh out of school. Cause I was 17 when I got out of school though, but
right.
when I first knew, like, you know what I'm saying, I was having a boy. It was like, damn. Cause it's like at the time, you know, I ain't graduated high school.
Right, right. So don't you talking too much? Shut up. That's what. Listen. So hold on, bro. So I'm just gonna ask you this, bro.
Talk to me.
Like every all right. How did it feel not being able to graduate and go straight to school, bro? Like, and then having to get to get your GED and then having a child, like, what, like, how did that, what mind state were you at that time? Damn, I ain't graduated high school. I got to get this GED and I'm about to have a baby. Like, what was going through your mind?
At that time, it was like, I wasn't ready though. You feel me? Cause I ain't have nothing. Nothing was like, I didn't accomplish nothing. You feel me? Like, how was I gonna be able? I ain't ready for no baby right now. You feel me? It's like, all right, I ain't accomplished one thing. I was working at McDonald's. You feel me? And I'm supposed to be this top basketball player in the city. You feel me?
The state.
Yeah. So I'm one of the tops. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Having a baby ain't a bad thing though, but it's a bad thing because you having them at the wrong time.
Fact.
You feel me? So it's like, all right, I don't want to say it's a problem, but it was a problem. So it made me feel like my life was going backwards. Cause I'm this top basketball player working at McDonald's without a high school degree, and I got a baby. You feel me? And it's like I hear so much stuff. You feel me? Like it's over for Dev. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to college. He ain't graduated high school.
Right.
You feel me? I done lost so many people. You know what I'm saying? I lost all the support. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's over for me.
Right.
At that time, I'm thinking it's over for me.
Okay, so like that's why you really my twin, because you really flowing into my questions, bro. Like, you feel me? I swear to God, yeah. You really just flew into my next question, bro. Like, so smoothly, bro. So my next question is, besides, I know Vari motivates you,
most definitely
motivated you to not give up,
man.
But besides Vari, what motivated you not to give up on school and ball?
See, you got youngins, you know what I'm saying, that you don't even know. You got your family, like my brother, you know what I'm saying? My own brother, he older than me. He told me, you know what I'm saying, I look up to you. You feel me? You my role model, you know what I'm saying? And knowing him, you know, he ain't, you know what I'm saying, he from the streets and he older than me, so it's like,
Shout out my boy Nitty.
Yeah, Nitty.
Hey, what's so crazy? Yo, man, if you know Dev, you know that nigga bounce crazy. Nitty bounce way crazier than that nigga shit.
Nitty shit crazy, bro.
Nitty shit crazy. That nigga got motherfucking orthopedic sprains in his knees, man.
Man, that nigga got some bounce, bro. I remember
that shit don't make no sense, man.
Man, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, he told me straight up, bro, like, I look up to you, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It ain't supposed to go like that. I'm supposed to be looking up to you, you feel me?
Right.
Because you my oldest brother, you know what I'm saying? I got bounced because I wanted to be like you. And that's keeping it a 100, bro. You know, you feel me? Like, I see my oldest brother got bounced down. Let me work on my legs. But he told me, he look up to me, and it's like, you got so many older folks, you know what I'm saying, that's supporting you. Cause they know who you really is. You feel me? So it's like, if I don't push myself, you know how many people I'm gonna let down?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most important, I'm letting myself down. You know what I'm saying? I done put in so much work since a youngin', you feel me? And you know what I'm saying? You, man, know that. You know what I'm saying? You've been around, you feel me?
Hey, facts on that.
You know what I'm saying? I've been putting in so much work since a youngin', and it's like, why stop now? You feel me? Well, I'm 16, 17.
Coming from like speaking like Zelma. Yeah, put the most you and Terry than you for a fact.
Man,
on the basketball side,
definitely. Cause I look up to Terry. You know what I'm saying? Terry, when we played at Zelma, you feel me? Like Terry probably like 3 years older than me. But I'm playing up to his age. It's like,
yeah, that shit used to be fun as fuck playing.
I'm talking about playing Terry though. You feel me? So it's like, Why would I stop, bro? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to let nobody down. I don't want to let myself down. And I'm capable to make it to the, you know what I'm saying, the highest level.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't the only one. You know what I'm saying? My parents not the only one saying that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people be like, your parents pump your head up when you really ain't this. But it's coaches, teachers, friends, family, like everybody, you know what I'm saying, telling me this. So it's like, why would I stop, man? I gotta keep going. You know what I'm saying? My brother's looking up to me, you feel me? He what? Nitty like 26. You feel me? Like he's still trying to get at it. You feel me? That's because he love it though. And if I could push him, you know, you never know what can happen, bro. It's never too late for nothing.
Facts.
So if I could push him, bro, you know how good that'd make me feel? To know that I could, you know what I'm saying, make my brother, you know, do something with basketball because he love it. It'd be crazy, bro. So that's why I can't stop, bro. I got to keep going. And that's without Vari, you feel me? Without Vari being in the picture.
Fact.
Everybody know how Vari, you know what I'm saying, pushed me. So we ain't really got to speak on it unless you want to speak on it. But everybody know how bad Vari pushed me because he the reason I didn't.
I about to say, like, that ain't it. You feel me? That's already understood. Like, you feel me? Niggas who watch you and see you, you feel me? They know who probably your biggest motivation in that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, that shit already stamped. Like, nigga.
Yeah, it's already known.
I'm about to say, you can see, motherfucking Stevie can see that shit.
Definitely.
You feel me? Like, Stevie can see you do that shit for that nigga. So, like, that's already understood. We ain't even got to explain that shit. If they know, they know. If they don't, once they look, they don't see it.
Yeah. Not out.
So, you feel me? My next question. You feel me? My nigga thugged it out. Them 2 years at the Tri-C.
Yup. I've got my GED. Went straight to Tri-C for 2 years, man.
How did it feel walking across that stage graduating?
Hey, it feel good, bro. Because, like, you got, bro, it's like, All my niggas and graduated, bro. All my niggas, bro. My whole family graduated, and I'm the only one who ain't graduated high school, bro. You know how hurt I was, and it's like I'm trying to act hard, like, you know what I'm saying. It is what it is. You feel me? But I was really hurt. Yeah, I was hurt, bro. You know what I'm saying? At the time, you know. My girl graduated, you feel me? So it's like everybody graduated, bro, that was close to me, and it's like,
man, bro, that's how I felt, because, nigga, what's so crazy? Nigga, to graduate, I felt my science, nigga, by 1 point.
Man.
To walk the stage, I was salty as fuck, bro. Oh, my nigga, everybody graduating. Nigga, I made my shit by 1 point.
That it shit don't feel dude. Good, bro.
Man. I made sure I was gonna pass my shit that summer, bro. I had to pass my shit that summer.
Bro, I only passed two OGTs, bro, through the whole thing. And that was reading and writing. You feel me? So it's like, damn, I ain't about to graduate. And I still after I was out of school, I still went back to Adams to try to get tutoring. And I went to go take it that summer and I failed it again. That's when I was about to quit. Like, man, fuck it. But once, going back to, like, crossing that stage, it feel good, though. Because it's like, my mama been waiting for this. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'm her, you know what I'm saying? I'm her only son, you know what I'm saying? I'm her baby. You dig? And if anything, you know what I'm saying, niggas want to make their mama proud more than anything. And my grandma. And Vari was there. So, you know what I'm saying? I got three people who love me the most. You know what I'm saying? And I'm making them proud, bro. You know what I'm saying? By graduating, bro, I think they was more proud than me than I was in myself. And that shit made me feel so good, bro. To have a diploma, bro. That's basically not saying that's what you need, you know what I'm saying, to be successful in life.
But I feel exactly what you're saying, just off the simple fact. Like, you feel me? You're not graduating high school and you haven't settled for your GED, you feel me?
Yeah.
You, even that little two-year degree, it meant so much to you.
It meant a lot, bro, to just walk the stage, you know what I'm saying, to get the cap and gown, bro. I ain't never had a cap and gown. You know what I'm saying? This is my first time getting a cap and gown and having a diploma in my hand.
as a man.
So that's
you supposed to feel like that, bro. Don't never let nobody take that feeling from you, bro.
Yeah, they can't, bro. I still think about it to this day. And I'm on the track, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm so thirsty to have this second degree, you feel me? But I'm going to wait till we talk, you know what I'm saying, later on that. But
it's covered. It's covered.
Yeah.
You feel me? My boy moved out to when you at West Beat at the University of Charleston.
Yeah. You feel
me? My nigga out there doing this thing.
So, I mean, like, you know, it's like we keep going up from here, bro.
How is life as a father, you feel me, being at school away from your child?
It's the toughest thing. Because knowing me and my son's relationship, bro, he don't want to be away from me and I don't want to be away from him. And that's the saddest thing about the whole situation, about going to school 4 hours away.
But you want to know what I think is so crazy?
What?
We ain't even talked about this. I think Vari know the mission, though. Like,
he do, bro, because we be having conversations, bro. Vari 3, mind you, Vari 3 years old going on 4 October. Me and Dude be having a real-life conversation. You feel me? Like, all right, I tell he understand that I'm about to go to school to play basketball. Because we talk, you know what I'm saying? He about to get ready and go to pre-K. I'd be like, look, man, I'm going to have to get ready and go to school, bro, like next week. He said, you about to go to school? I want to go to school with you. I'm like, no, you got to go to your school. And once you get done with your school, you can make it to my school if you get what I'm saying. Because if you go to school, you gonna get from pre-K to elementary, to middle school, to high school, and to college. So in order to get to my school, to where I'm at, you got to follow the same footsteps that I went through. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's so crazy? That shit went fast as fuck, bro.
Bro, it went quick, bro. It went too quick.
Bro, that shit went fast as fuck. We were just at Nathan Hale, bro.
Yeah. It was so crazy. Hey, man, hey, bro, we was in a gym going to work.
Man, we started the double oop.
Double oop.
I swear to God, y'all.
The
hoosler. Look, y'all. If you're real up the way, baby, man, and you went into the old Nathan Hale, when they closed the old Nathan Hale and they shipped everybody to that weak ass AJ Rickoff on 116, right? Nigga, them hoops was like 7 feet.
Man, them bitches was low.
Man, them bitches was low as fuck. Me and Deb used to hop on the same team. We used to go eat lunch and shit, bro. We used to go throw double oops to each other on niggas. Man, niggas used to be sorry.
Niggas hated that shit, bro.
But that shit used to be. Man, we did that. We hopped in that, what we run? 2 miles?
Yeah.
We have that shit used to be fun as fuck. We did. They gave us some shoes. I had them.
Yeah, the marathon, bro. We was at the YMCA downtown, bro. I remember that like yesterday, bro.
I remember that, bro.
They gave us everything, man. We was eating, you feel me? They gave us everything, bro. Like, man. I'm telling y'all, I wish we would be like
Hey, Dev. Tell these niggas about Miss Perkins, man.
Oh, my God, dude. Her ass was so fat, bro.
Man, listen, I swear to God, y'all, Miss Perkins, she was like,
she was like OG though.
Man, yeah, Miss Perkins was definitely an OG. She was like a dark skinned, thick knee along, y'all.
Man,
she was so cold, bro. She thought niggas weren't hip. She used to wear, like, she had come to shirt with, she had little perky titties. So she had come to shirt, come to school, no bra. No bra, bro. It's cold as fuck in the schoolhouse. Her nipples hard as fuck, bro.
Man, I used to stare at them bitches faithfully, dude.
I used to be hard as fucking crap.
Bro, I ain't gonna fake, bro. You know them little closet doors we had?
Oh, you went to go wacky one.
Man, I used to be daydreaming, like, man, when if she, like, you know what I'm saying, pulled me in here, though.
I swear, me too.
Like, I'm ready, though.
I swear to God, as a young nigga, we was probably, sixth grade, you probably, like, 11, 12, you know? Man, hell yeah, man, I love Miss Perkins. She was so real, though. I swear to God, I love it. That's my favorite teacher. Remember I told you she wanted us to come up there.
Yeah, man, I've been looking for it, for real.
She up there. Miss Chambers still up there.
Oh, man, all of them. Definitely Miss Chambers and Miss Parker's my top two, bro.
Man, I swear to God.
I love them, bro. They ain't never let me down.
I swear to God, top two for sure, for sure. Top two for sure, for sure. I was salty when I left the end of my eighth grade year. Right before we graduated, I had left.
Bro, I feel like I was nervous by myself. I'm like, because I remember that day, bro, because Ham came in there.
Yeah.
Ham came in there. I'm like, what's up, bro? What you about to come here? He like, no, daddy about to slide. I'm like, swear. He like, yeah. I remember, bro.
Man, what's so crazy, bro? Only reason I transferred... Cause literally, bro, the night before, bro, nigga, my granny let me go to a party at Skateland and shit. I went with the older niggas and shit that she let me go to. But she told me I gotta be back at home at 11. I knew for a fact I wasn't gonna be home at 11. So it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, bro. I'm down the street at my nigga house playing the game. My granddad snatched me, came down there, rang the doorbell. Snatched me out of that bitch, took me to the house, beat me up, bruh, like I was a nigga, bruh. Like he ain't know me, bruh, punching me all in my face. I swear to God, I called my mama and told her to come get me. Because we're so crazy. I understand why he did it. We was fighting this shit at the skate land.
Uh-huh.
And the niggas was shooting up there. I should have been at home.
Yeah,
I
ain't been up there.
But I wasn't trying to hear that shit. I called my mama. Come get me.
Come get me straight like that.
Straight like that. She came and transferred me.
Man, I remember that shit, bro. I swear to God, bro. He went straight to the office. I see you in the office. I'm like, man, hell no. You tripping, dude.
Yeah, that's the only reason I went to Tech, man. We would have been serving that Adam.
Man. If you went straight down the way.
Man, that's the only reason I came down the way. The only reason. And it's so crazy. I tried to get transferred to Adams and everything. She wasn't fucking with it. She like, I know you ain't going to do nothing but trouble. It's tight. Stay out of head.
I was thinking about transferring to Tech.
Facts. I did definitely try to get on my Bron shit and recruit you.
I was definitely on my way. I swear to God.
I definitely tried to recruit you. Like, come down. Let's get this ring, boy.
My mama, man, she was like, she knew y'all was down there. She didn't think I was gonna get no work done.
man, that shit was gonna be fun as fuck. I swear to God. I mean, it worked out for the best though.
It did though. It was so crazy, bro. It's like I stayed at Adams, even though, you know what I'm saying, I ain't really had no recruits. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Ain't nobody really send nothing out of Adams, you feel me? So it's like, I stick that Adams, you feel me? I was kind of in a mellow situation, you feel me? I was in a Carmelo situation where I just stayed home for a long time and really ain't getting nothing out of it. But thank God, you feel me? Like, he got me into AAU, you know what I'm saying? One of the top teams in AAU called OBC. And Mike Duncan, the head of the OBC thing, all my recruits came from him. If it wasn't for him, bro, I'd probably still be, I don't know what I've been doing, bro. I'd probably be at somewhere working right now.
Shout out to Michael Duncan. You owe me lunch. Yeah. You owe me lunch. Because this is my nigga, you feel me? So it's like, he probably be at school. You can't get him left, so you could just come holler at me and shit.
Definitely. Come on, Daddy.
Hey, though, you know what I was just thinking about? Remember we pulled up on the one ticket EC?
Dude, when we, I remember that, bro.
We had the Toyota.
What's her name, bro? What's her name? I forgot. I remember, bro, that the Toyota kept cutting off too, bro. I remember that, bro.
Remember when we was in the driveway and shit? We was in the driveway. She was like, you got to move. He talking about, no, yeah. I'm just going to start.
Bro. Man, hey, bro, we was out there for 4 hours, dude.
Man, that shit was funny as fuck, man.
Man, I was stuck, bro.
Man, we used to stay hopping in the Yoda. I used to stay.
Man, I'm talking about we was out to like 4-5 o'clock every night, bro.
Facts, bro. That bro, shit would be funny as fuck. Then we went to DC.
Yeah, hey, as a young niggas though.
Facts. Bloody, we were kicking at the DC.
Yeah. We was out, dude.
Man.
Like them niggas was trying to keep us in the telly, dude. We was out.
Facts, we definitely.
I'm trying to tell them niggas like don't leave.
Remember I was bloody for the one chick though. The hey. One chick that came over with us. Yeah. I was bloody.
Bro, her name she went to Garfield, bro.
Hey, look, I know her name. You feel me? I think she's engaged or married now.
So we ain't even going,
yeah. We gonna respect that. I ain't never do nothing with her. I'm gonna put that out there so nobody to be speculating no shit. You feel me? But I was definitely bloody at that hotel. They was foreign too. I ain't never seen them.
Yeah.
And that's when B let niggas get the head of the hotel. We just had a couple little niggas. I'm like, we try to put all little niggas in the same room.
We definitely did, though. Like, y'all little niggas go over there.
Man, we try to put the plate. I was funny.
It was 3 of them, too, bro. I remember that shit, bro.
In fact, that shit was funny. Man, that shit was fun as fuck.
I was on the bus. This was young. We was young niggas too though, but I was
fact,
on the bus.
I ain't gonna lie. Little phone you had and everything, bro.
Definitely, dude.
You had that little red slider.
Yeah,
phone.
That red slider, yo. That nigga.
Oh, mama, that's it was fun as fuck.
I had the red slider. It was the LG Touch, bro.
Facts, bro. That shit was funny as fuck, bro. We was definitely taking big flicks on that bitch out there.
That bitch was looking cheese. You know that Android. Couldn't see nothing, boy.
Couldn't see shit on that bitch. We still taking a bitch, though.
Yeah, G flicks.
That shit was funny as fuck, man.
Hell no, man. That shit was funny as fuck and fun, though, bro.
Hell yeah, that's.
Yeah, shout out to
Brandon,
man. That nigga got
shout out to Brand New, man.
That nigga, man. He always looking out for the youngest, though.
They just went.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop on his ass. Like, damn, you don't invite niggas no more. Like, damn, you don't fuck with niggas no more.
Yeah, I know. Cool.
I know why he probably don't invite me.
I know why he don't invite me.
I don't know why he don't invite you,
bro. Cause I ain't really got, you know, said the paper.
Them niggas be fundraising and shit all
day. Yeah.
Them niggas could
be like, let me hold a dollar.
Fact.
I'm like, man, I don't really be having it though. You feel me? Maybe like, come on. That ain't silly, man.
But no, he probably know. He don't take me. He probably know I'm smoking a lot of weed in that bitch. He know I'm bringing.
Yeah.
He stay seeing me smoke. He be coming up, going to the Key Bank by my job, bro. I stay out there posted smoking in the bag. He stay
catching you, though.
He stay catching me, bro.
Oh, okay.
Hey, B, you know you smoked a little weed when you was a young nigga, bro.
You know he did before he changed his life around.
Yeah, come on, man. Don't act brand new, Brand new.
Fuck.
Don't act brand new. I'm hip to you, boy. I done seen your little circle you kicking with. I'm hip to the mix. Be cool, brand new.
He definitely.
Even though, though, bro. My nigga just came out with a new book.
Oh yeah, sacrifices equal mental toughness, man. Speak for itself.
Yes, tell us a little something about the book, man.
Man, the book about me, man. It's like. Everything I went through the last couple of years, man, as a father and an athlete, everything I went through, depression, my happiness, family, you know what I'm saying? How I met my girl, you feel me? It's like all that in there. And it's like what I want y'all to take from the book is to let what I went through motivate you to keep going forward. Don't quit. You know what I'm saying? your happiness is important than anybody else's happiness. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to talk to somebody about your problems instead of keeping it in. You feel me? Like depression, a big thing, man. I just lost my cousin that, you know what I'm saying? Man. Rest up, Travy. You know what I'm saying? And man,
long live Travy. We don't say rest up, bro.
Long live, you feel me?
Long live.
You know what I'm saying? We talked every day. We told each other we loved each other every day, but I knew she was going through something, but it's like she ain't wanna tell nobody, you know what I'm saying? And I just want people to know, like, tell somebody, man. Let somebody know what's going on with you. Cause you don't wanna hold that in. You don't wanna be in no dark place, man. I done been in a dark place, you feel me? It ain't no place you wanna be.
Amen.
At all.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It can lead you to doing something to yourself, hurting yourself, going to jail. You know what I'm saying? It could get you to doing so much stuff, bro.
Amen. You wanna know what's so crazy, bro?
Yeah.
Shout out my boy, man. Matter of fact, before I say something, my boy Dale got a podcast, man.
Oh yeah, real life talk, man. Me and my boy PJ.
Go. Listen to my boy, man. Go vibe out to my boy. My boy got a podcast going. I want to say that. But you want to, yeah, man, like, yeah, that depression shit. So crazy. It was so crazy. I was just talking to my stepdad and shit. I finally told that nigga I was going through depression when my granddad died. You feel me? Like, you think about it, brother. Remember the day we was fighting in Kent? That's the day I buried my nigga.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was the day my granddad, I was so sorry, bro. Just like, then on that same night, I go to jail.
Bro, I know you was going through something.
Man, I told people, like, the whole 4 years, like, I told them, like, the whole 4 years, you feel me? It was like this, like, all right, my granddad was the reason I got in Notre Dame. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I was just with him. He died on Monday. I was just with him on that Saturday telling them, though, like, how my grades was good. And once my grades stayed up good, I was gonna be able to play in a tournament because it was gonna be a new semester. They were gonna put me on varsity.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that bitch going, it's going. That Monday, mama tell me he died. So, but it was so crushed me there, bro. Real nigga shit. It's how she told me, bro. Like, nigga, I'm fresh out of class, bro. I remember this shit like yesterday, bro. It was 10:20. I got out of class at 10:20. He died at 10:20. I'm 10. Like, he ain't died at 10:20, but this was what she told me. So, she called me. She like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm getting out of class. She like, we about to pull up. I'm like, all right, I hop in the car. She like, I'm like, what's up? She like, we just missed you, that's all. I'm like, I was just with you yesterday.
Yeah, you knew something. Yeah, you knew something was wrong then.
Yeah, I'm like, man, was really up and shit. And her voice low-key crackled. So, my stepdad right there, he was like, man, your granddad died at 8:00 this morning. I mean, man, stop fucking playing with me, bro. Like, man, stop playing.
Yeah,
bro.
You can't.
He like, no, for real. He like, no, for real. Your grandma found him dead at 8:00 this morning. And that shit, bro, just crushed my world. Because I'm just with him Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Everything going cool. Everything. My nigga look like he a motherfucker. Well, he could run in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, he was straight.
He was straight, man. That shit crushed me down. I was like, man, fuck this shit, bro. And then what made it so crazy, them niggas, I would stop going to class and shit. I ain't taking my midterms. So finals come. I passed my finals, but my grades and shit, they slipped so far, you feel me? Not going to class and not taking my midterms, I passed with all, like, C's. I passed with, like, all C's. But, you know, Notre Dame ain't going for that shit.
Yeah, all. You know what I'm saying? They want you to get some higher shit.
What the fuck? That's failing. So them niggas tell me I can't play, but I get to come back another semester. So now I'm there another semester, and I gotta watch these niggas play. I can't play. I'm like, and this my nigga, the reason why I'm here. I'm like, man, fuck this shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I started fucking with that shit. I'm like, man, fuck this.
What's so crazy,
shit.
Man? It's
like,
man,
fuck this basketball shit. Cause my nigga was the only nigga in my corner with that shit for real. Like, he was at every last one of my games, never missed a game. I don't give a fuck where that bitch was at. He was there.
Yeah, your top supporter.
I swear to God. So it's just like, man.
Yeah, it's like, because see your top supporter, bro. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say he all you had, but it's like he the main one that was, you know what I'm saying, pushy.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, I know for a fact, he ain't one the only one I had, but as far as like, he was like, when I realized, I tell you, like, that man ain't miss a game, bro. From when I picked up a football to a basketball, bro, he was at every last game I ever played in my life. I swear to God.
Definitely was at all the Muni League games, because I seen him play, because y'all used to play after we played all the time. And I definitely seen him right there.
So from then, it was so crazy. Like, everybody know my granddaddy. They know my granddad was a cool-ass nigga.
Right.
You feel me? So that's my father. So, like, just like your father died, like, that nigga died when I was, like, 18. So it's like, man, fuck all this shit.
Yeah. That's what people, you know what I'm saying? People don't understand, man. Like, when you lose somebody that close to you, man, it's like.
Man, that shit hurt.
Yeah, it hurt, bro. And it's like, you ain't even trying to do nothing no more.
Man. I swear to God. And then it was so crazy. It's like, I still be depressed sometimes, but it's like, I never went to go see my nigga gravesite for 4 years until his birthday last year. And it was like, I try to tell people about depression. Like, I got an episode on depression. Y'all go check that out. It's like, I don't know what people, like, what help other people get the depression, but I'm not very, like, a very social person on my depression. Like, I never told nobody shit.
Mm-hmm.
Only person I talk to is God.
That's the main person, like, bro.
When I say, like, when I talk to God, though, like, I really talk to God. Or, like, I really just sit at the sky and just talk to God and cry. Ask, though, like, why and shit, like. And, like, every day I pray hoping that the next day be better than the last.
That's what you supposed to do.
You feel me? I ain't get suicidal. You feel me? Thank God. You feel me? But I got to the point where I ain't want to do shit, bro. I ain't want to work. You feel me? I ain't want to do shit, bro.
Because you ain't
just smoke my pain away and cry.
Yeah, because at the time it's you messed up though. Like you, it's something you can't handle. You feel me? You couldn't. That's you. I can't even imagine how you feel me. Because I know you was hurt.
Man,
you feel
but it's
me?
Like what's so
even
crazy?
Though you cause
like while I was talking to God, bro, like people may not believe me. I'm not a very spiritual person, but like I be into that shit. Like one thing Notre Dame taught me, they gave me some classes. You feel me? I took theology, I took philosophy, I took all that shit. You feel me? So I'm very open minded, and I be into like I be tapping into different religions and all that shit. But like one thing though, like God really listened though. Like you feel me? Like. Spirits and energy is really real. Like my granddad really used to talk to me, bro. Like I swear to God, I wasn't gonna never go see my granddad's grave. Mm. But my mother, like I used to talk to him, and he used to tell me to like just come talk to me.
That's deep.
And then last year on his birthday, I went to his grave site, and I just talked to my nigga, and he told me like. Everything gonna be good. Everything gonna be good. You're gonna be great. You just gotta leave and put everything behind you. Cause like my granddad, he was very realistic, man. Like he used to tell me like, when I'm gone, you feel me? I don't want you crying and shit, but you feel me?
Yeah.
Just hold the fort down like I did. But it was just like the way it happened, it fucked me up. But like when I talked to him, he was just like, remember what I told you. Hold the fort down. Get on your shit. You feel me?
And the good thing about this, bro, is that now you know that he with you.
Facts.
You feel me? Like, you done went, like, just like you said, you know what I'm saying, 4 years of depression. That's a long-ass time,
man,
to be
bro.
Depressed. But, like, now, like, you know for a fact that he not really gone.
He not.
You know what I'm saying?
I swear to God, bro, that's what I was like. That's why I say I don't say rest. I say long live because they still living.
Yup.
Niggas
but still, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
I learned like they gone physically.
Yeah.
You feel me? They still here spiritually. Like you can't, they body gone, they spirit not gone. You can't take a spirit away.
Yeah, I can't say I know what it feel like, but. You know what I'm saying? I only lost, you know what I'm saying, two people that I was close with. You feel me? So,
yeah.
I ain't really lose
Jazz, too.
Yeah,
I remember Jazz.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's my that's my first cousin on my mama's side. So losing.
Look, bro. I used to love Jazz, bro, because she used to call me her little boyfriend. I swear.
She heard that smile was bro.
So crazy, bro.
Man, she was the coolest, bro.
She definitely was cool. I remember because when I was like, I came to Nathan Hill in the fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
I know my sixth grade year, she was like in the eighth grade. We had lunch with him and shit. And she used to always come sit next to me, call me her little boyfriend. She'd just be always smiling and shit.
Man, that smile, bro.
And it's so crazy. She had great teeth as a little girl.
Yeah. She now definitely did. Though,
like, you know how like some young girls be like that, you feel me? That shit low-key be fucked up. Like, she had a real nice smile as a young girl. Though. That was so crazy. That was so amazing about Jazz.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you, bruh. That's great. That's what I'm saying, man. It's like, I was close to her, you know what I'm saying? That's my first cousin on my mama's side. We spent a lot of time together, you know what I'm saying? She lived across the street from me. And that's, I only lost her and Travian, you know what I'm saying? And I can't say that I feel everything you went through, but it's like.
It was so crazy, bro. Like, rest in peace, Traby. I met Traby a couple times. She is a real cool girl. I never really knew her too much.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So my condolences to you, to that, bro. I hope you all right. Honestly. And,
bro, let me tell you, bro. So on the, cause you know, me and the podcast, me and PJ made, we was talking about dead weight. And she, you know what I'm saying? She mentioned on it. You feel me? She's just talking about how you write, you feel me? You need to let people go and stuff like that. And we telling each other we love each other, bro. And it's like, this a couple days ago, bro. This like the beginning of the week type. And She's like, I really love your podcast, especially the one with the dead weight and letting people go. And I need that. Whatever you do, don't stop and let up. I love you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you knew everything I went through. You know what I'm saying? I knew everything you went through. We talked about everything. And, like, we close. You feel me? So it's just, and that messed me up. You feel me? Because, like, I don't know why she just ain't talked to me. You feel me?
Right.
Cause I could have, I don't know, I could have, you know what I'm saying? We could have talked.
Cause it was like me, bro. Like, she's and probably like one of the people like me. I ain't talked to nobody, like, still to this day, bro. Unless my mama probably listened to my podcast or I tell her, she don't know I was dealing with depression. Like, they used to tell me, like, come to me, like, is you all right? I'm cool.
Bro, that's how I was, bro. That's how I was, though. I ain't never talked to nobody, bro. And it's like, that's why y'all call me crazy, bro.
Hey, no, you're really crazy. I called you out on my last podcast.
That's why y'all call me crazy, bro, because I got so much built up inside me, bro.
Man, but what's me, though, and that's, like, what's so fucked up about me, I do too, but I don't know how to show that shit, bro. I just be numb to this shit,
bro. I don't know why I can't control it.
Man, bro, it's like we said, bro, like, niggas, like, growing up, bro, like, all the shit, like, household shit, like, because look, this is what I be trying to tell niggas, like, all right, coming down the way, all right, I had got the best of both worlds.
Uh-huh.
Because up the way, you feel me, niggas really weren't playing with guns, but you couldn't go everywhere.
Yeah, you couldn't
go everywhere.
It was cool, though, because, like, up the way, everybody was, like, everybody who was on that street was, like, family, you feel me?
Yeah, you feel me? But, yeah, everybody, you feel me? You cool. It's, like, it was so crazy about up the way, it was neutral grounds, though, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, if niggas in the wreck, wasn't no beef in the wreck.
At all.
We didn't catch our niggas outside.
Yeah.
You feel me? In school, wasn't really no beef in school. We didn't catch our niggas outside. You feel me? But at, you feel me? At the same time, niggas couldn't go everywhere. But coming down the way, that's what them niggas start playing with them guns and all that shit. So I like, out the way and down the way, them niggas gave me the best of both worlds.
I swear to God, bro. Up the way. It's like, up the like, way.
Household shit, like, you feel me? Growing up with my grandparents, you feel me? They them being alcoholic, fighting every night, you feel me? Seeing that shit from 5 years old to 14 years old every night, bro. Constantly, bro.
Though, like, people don't know, bro. You know, though. I seen my father get shot in the head,
fact.
Bro.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody, I seen that. My sister ain't seen it. Ain't none of my brothers seen it. I seen that. And it's like, how, you feel me? That could have messed me up easily, bro. Because I could have easily went, you know what I'm saying, started messing with guns. Like, you feel me? Like, niggas just shot my dad in the head, man. Niggas about to get it. You know what I'm saying?
It didn't. Man.
But he didn't, you feel me? The nigga, you know what I'm saying? All the older niggas, then like, him and the older niggas just told me, like, man, you ain't even got to go down that road. You feel me?
Fact.
And what that's what's so good about Up the Way, bro. Really down the way, you feel me? But Up the Way, man, they, you know what I'm saying? They supportive, you feel me?
Look, this is why I love Up the Way, you feel me? Because when I was 8 years old, my uncle, feel me, my granddad had two sons. One was you feel me? One just got out of jail for doing 33 years in prison. You feel me?
Yeah.
He only been out a year and a half. My other uncle died when I was 8. He got shot by his cousin. He got shot in the head by his cousin for over $50.
Dang.
Well, after my uncle got shot when I was 8, well, you feel me? When I heard that, you feel me? You feel me? Low key. Now I'm like, I ain't got no. My older cousin, he was like, you feel me, low-key playing with guns.
Yeah.
So, nigga, and all the older niggas on the street, them niggas playing with guns.
Right.
Nigga, I got in trouble. Nigga, that's when I met Coach Mike. That following summer, I met Coach Mike. Nigga, he made me play football. My granddad and him made me play football. That's when I played football.
And man, it'd be like that, like stuff like that, bro. That's like
that's what it got is that up the way they shit. Get you, and then niggas just bro. Kept me in the wreck, all that shit. And everybody I met in the wreck, and it was so crazy. Niggas from everywhere, nigga Dove, all that shit. Everybody in the wreck, cool. It's all love in the wreck.
Facts.
Hey, I got a question.
What's up?
You might have to think about this. Who your what's your top three players in the rec? They play that Zell that you could think of.
Can I? It's Al, Deuce, and Terry. Al, Deuce, and Terry.
That was gonna be my three.
Them niggas, bro. Deuce was Al and Deuce. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas tough. The best duo in that motherfucker.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
On my mama.
I swear to God, nobody was stopping them niggas, though. You feel
man,
me?
Them niggas was being Terry and them niggas.
I swear, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Deuce and Allen was being Terry, bro. I swear to God.
All the dudes, bro. Them niggas, like, them niggas.
Deuce
the best
was the first nigga I seen who had a clip and bounce.
Yeah.
That nigga had either both. Dunk on you and that nigga pull that bitch. And his shot was so lazy.
Yeah, his shit was smooth, but he had that though.
Facts.
And it's like we little niggas though, so we looking up to these niggas though. You feel me? Like
facts.
These older niggas. Yeah.
Niggas with some killers for sure.
In his bag, you feel me?
That's that real up the way shit. If you niggas real up the way House League, Zelma George niggas know about Island, Deuce and Terry, bruh.
Niggas know, bro.
You know them three names for a fact in that wreck.
Them niggas, bro. Them niggas ran that bitch. You feel me?
Man.
Like we all used to be on one side, bro. Just one side hooping, full court. Fact. You know what I'm saying? It was just them niggas. You feel me? Just running that bitch, you feel me? And we young niggas, so you know we...
What's so crazy about dudes, though, I was just hooping with him. Me, him, and Allen. Man, what's so crazy? We were playing some Chanel niggas. It was me, Deuce, and Allen. We were playing them niggas 3-on-3 on the one court, or the one hoop right there. The hoop lightweight. Remember the rim used to be leaning?
Yeah, yeah.
We were playing on that court, man. We served them niggas, man. Dudes dunked on the nigga. I swear to God, that shit was fucking crazy, bro.
That shit. They told me that nigga Deuce died. I was like, man, what, bro?
On some out the blue.
Out the blue shit, bro.
I was sorry as fuck I couldn't go to the funeral.
I ain't get to go either.
I got a picture of my nigga, though.
We had some shit. It was some shit up there. We had at Zelma and shit. Everybody came up to Zelma and shit, paid the respect. But that shit was sad.
I got a picture of my nigga I always keep.
Yeah, I think I got that picture when he was like laying in the bed and shit. It was just a picture of his head. But yeah, that was my nigga, man. Especially as an older nigga, though. You feel me?
Hey, definitely was an older nigga.
We was young niggas hoping with them niggas.
We was definitely young niggas. Definitely young niggas hooping with them niggas. That shit was fun as fuck.
Them niggas kicking our ass.
I ain't tripping. That nigga made me to a killer for real.
Hell yeah. That's fun.
I be telling niggas, man, my granddad probably would never die. I'll be overseas somewhere or in the league on my mama.
Yeah, bro. Definitely. I mean,
want to get back at that shit.
It ain't too late, bro. It ain't too late, bro. This nigga's playing Juco right now at 28, bro. It's never too late, bro. I'm trying to tell you. All you got to do, bro, is get serious commitment, bro. If you get that, bro, you can get back in with ease, bro. You know what I'm saying? You graduated high school, you feel me? So find your way to get in Juco or something, you feel me? Start sending your tape out. You know what I'm saying? Work. I mean, it's all
you
about
it. You know what's so crazy? I just had to hit. You know what's so crazy? I never seen none of my high school highlights, bro.
You ain't got, like, no CDs?
But I just hit my coach. I just called that nigga the other day and asked him, look for some of that shit. I need that shit. Because I definitely send my shit out on my mama. Because I used to go crazy.
Yeah,
hey, remember that buzzer beater I hit on Tito?
And that game was raw as fuck.
It was so crazy, nigga. Nigga, it wasn't even... Niggas ain't named that bitch Tech versus Adams, bro. It was Dead versus Dede.
We was in that bitch. Niggas like, I'm about to go see Dev and Dede.
That bitch was going. I think, that bitch was in my... That bitch in my other phone.
I think I got the pictures, or I know Ryan got the pictures.
I might say I know Ryan had them pictures. That's who sent them to me.
Yeah,
I know
she
Ryan
sent them
had
to
the
me. I think she the one who took them. Yeah, I think she still got them though. She definitely got them though.
Yeah, that's why I had fucked my knee up. That shit hurt it bad as fuck.
And we lost that, but I was sorry.
Yeah, we had to knock y'all knees.
Man, I was blue.
I was gonna hit like the buzzer beater on my mama. I was feeling it. On the limp knee.
Trey was in that bitch.
Yeah. Everybody was in that bitch. That game was going. I'm sorry I couldn't come to the game that next year when you played Bedford. I think y'all played Bedford. No.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I lit them niggas up, bro.
I was at work. I was sorry. Y'all niggas right across the street. I was sorry as fuck I was at work.
Bro, I'm talking about, man, I wasn't even expecting that, though. You know how niggas be like, oh, yeah, I'm about to do this before the game. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know what they about to do. That shit just came, bro.
Them first game be a motherfucker.
Man, and it was going, dude.
Man.
It had to be like a Hood versus Heights.
Them season openers be a motherfucker.
That was the first game, bro. I'm talking about 34. Talking about bouncy air. I was ducking everything.
Facts.
I was shooting that motherfucker. I ain't had no
Gabe
time to jump
in there. Trey was in there.
Yeah, both of the trains in there. They in the Third Coast video. He got them in there. I was that bitch going off. That That shit was fun, man. I missed the high school shit.
That shit went fast as fuck, man. They never lie when they say that shit go fast as fuck.
Man, I remember I was in 11th. I remember I was in 11th grade. I'm walking in the door. I'm like, man, next year I'm gonna be a 12th and I'm out of this bitch. And that 12th year went crazy. That motherfucker went too fast.
If we got any young listeners, man, high school go real fast, bro.
Quick, bro.
Cherish that shit to the fullest. Real talk.
Get all you can out of that shit, bro. Cause that shit gonna go quick in the snap of a finger.
I'm trying to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? Enjoy
you gonna look up. You graduated.
Man.
It's time to graduate. It's time to go to prom.
Yeah. When it's time to go to prom, bro, that's how you know that shit over with.
Facts.
That's how you know that shit
when
over with.
When it's prom time, you know. It's a wrap, baby.
You're ready for that real world
coming at you in full effect.
Gotta get ready for it, man. They ain't wasting no time.
I'm trying to tell you, time waits for no one.
And that's a good thing about me, though, you feel, because even though I didn't graduate, I didn't graduate high school, I got a taste of the real world before I even, you know what I'm saying, got my GED and went to college. I got it. So now when I, you know what I'm saying, graduate with my bachelor's, I already know what I'm getting myself into, you know what I'm saying? I already know what's coming.
Facts.
But definitely, man, get ready for that real world, man, because it ain't no joke. As a grown up, you know what I'm saying?
See, I ain't even got to say we about to talk some motivational shit because we low key been talking some motivational shit the whole time.
Hell yeah, man. If niggas know, man, take from it.
If niggas can't pay attention and really read into this shit and understand this shit, like, understand how much motivation this shit is, bro, like. That's what, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, you ain't trying to do shit, bro. I mean, you trying to just be sitting in the same spot forever.
Facts. My nigga, I swear to God, I shouted my nigga out last podcast, and I'm going to shout my nigga out again. I know he probably ain't going to listen. We've been talking on this bitch for a minute, damn. It's 3 o'clock.
It's definitely 3 o'clock on the dot, bro.
Facts. We in Cleveland, y'all. It's 3 o'clock in the morning about this shit.
Nigga, we in this bitch like old times in a Toyota, boy.
Yeah. But like my nigga, facts. Like my nigga T.O. told me, man. My nigga was like, man, stop supporting me if you ain't gonna support yourself.
Definitely.
That's, and I needed that shit on my mom.
That's a fact, bro.
Fact. Self-motivation ain't better. That's the best motivation.
You gotta support yourself before you anybody supports you. That's people's problem, bro. People be wanting support from other people and don't even be supporting themselves. You know what I'm saying?
You just throwing shots.
No. But it's like how can you even want, like, people be mad, bro? Mad when people don't support them, bro. You feel me? But they ain't even like say. People take Instagram real serious.
Man.
So if you don't post something, you feel me? If you don't post, like, if say me and you, if you don't post mine, I get mad at you because you ain't supporting me. You feel me? But why should that even, you know what I'm saying, matter? You feel me? Like, you're not posting your stuff on your own. You feel me? So why would I even post something that you're not even posting and it's yours? You feel me? So it's like, support yourself before anybody supports you, bro. And you don't even need nobody's support. Because if you go hard, you gonna make it regardless.
Facts.
If you go hard, you gonna make it regardless, bro. Because it's like, it ain't nobody stopping you but you. You know what I'm saying? Support don't determine if you make it or not. It's really how hard you go for yourself.
Talk to him, Diggy.
You call me Diggy, man?
Deacon.
Oh, I thought you called me Diggy. I'm like, this would be crazy. But yeah, no, man, you got to go hard for yourself, man. That's one thing I learned, man, because I used to be wanting all the support from everybody. And you know what I'm saying? If it's so crazy, if you a popular dude, you know what I'm saying? If you take an L and you lose all that support, what you gonna do?
You gonna quit or you just gonna support yourself? And if you quit, man, you should have never been doing it from the first place. You know what I'm saying? You ain't that type of dude. That's why I boogie with you, you feel me? Like me and you, we've been talking about making plans on like being successful and shit for like a minute.
Facts.
You feel me? Like it's like you doing your own shit and I'm doing my shit, but it's like we got the same vision. So once we get
once we
come together type shit. You feel me?
Facts.
And this ain't the first time we've been up at 3 o'clock in the morning, bro, talking about some successful shit though. You know what I'm saying? We've been talking about some shit.
No mystery.
So that's a good thing, but that's what I love about you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause we,
bro. One thing I learned about this shit, like going through depression, and like that shit really made me strong. I swear to God, that shit made me so much stronger. Like, mm-hmm. not even like on the mentally side. Like I see shit. Like that's why one religion I've been looking into much is like being a Muslim, feel me? I took my Shahada last year. People don't really believe me, but you feel me? Like, yes, I'm Muslim. You feel me? Don't get me wrong. I ain't know my deen like everybody else and shit, but I do. You feel me? I do pray, and I do. You feel me? Read the Quran and all that shit. So, get off my back, pussies. But, one thing I learned, bro, like, the reason I did, because it's like, I feel like it gave me a better view of life and a better view of God, you feel me?
Hey.
And talking to God and talking to my granddad is like, you're going to be successful. It's just, you got to put that first piece of the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. And the first piece of the puzzle together is fucking diving out there.
Getting yourself out there, yeah.
Facts. If you feel me? Self-motivation is the best motivation, nigga. If you can't, if you don't hunt, you don't eat. If you can't do it yourself, ain't nobody gonna help you.
Bro, I fuck with you when you say that to me, bro. That's true shit, bro.
We've been talking about, I've been on your ass since day one, bro.
Yeah, that's all you've been saying. That's all you've been saying. You know what I'm saying? I started saying that shit. You feel me?
You don't hunt, you don't eat.
That's true fact, bro. I ain't gonna fake, bro. Ever since you said that, bro, I just, you know what I'm saying? I picture it. That's why I'm thinking about getting like a lion tattoo, you feel me? Like, with a bloody face, you feel me? Because it show that you hungry.
Fact.
But to get back on that, on the religious shit, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I question God. Like, some was telling me he was real, but some told me he wasn't. But once...
What was telling you he wasn't?
Because it's like when I was going through that shit, you feel me? Like, when I ain't graduate, I ain't hooping, you feel me? I'm about to have a baby, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why is all this happening, bro? Like, it's like everything's going down. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that my baby, you know, feel me, like, brought me down, you feel me? But it's like, why everything coming at the wrong time, you feel me? Like, but once I start, it felt weird, bro, because, like, I was talking to myself, though. Because I ain't been to church since I was, like, 3 years old, bro. So praying, I ain't never know how to talk to God. I ain't never know how to pray. I don't even know my prayers except the prayers that we said in football. You feel me? That's the only prayers I know just because of that. But I ain't been to church since I was 3 years old, so I ain't know how to talk to God, how to pray, none of that. So it's like, all right, let me try it. You feel me? But once I started talking to him, it felt weird, but it felt like I was starting to get connected with him, because like I could see that some good shit was starting to happen. So I went, and I would never forget this, bro. I'll say this every time, bro. I'm not supposed to have my GED, But when you take your GED, it's a certain number you're supposed to get, right, in order to pass. So I was down to my last one. And mind you, I've been talking to God the whole time from me taking these tests, bro. Like, I really want this, God. Please help me out. Like, I just keep giving me the strength, like, all that. But I'm talking to him. I passed the math. I passed the science. And I got to do social studies. And that's my weakest. So when I took it, I had failed it. But because it was a certain number you had to get, and I had got 2 points under that score, and I think it was 50. I think you had to get over 50 to pass the test, and it's the only test I needed to in order to get my GED. But that next day, bro, I get an email saying you passed your social studies. Congratulations, you were able to get your GED. But I'm like, how? You feel me? Like,
oh, and I did.
Yeah.
I'm high as fuck, bro. I ain't
this nigga.
I swear to God, I thought I was just talking to myself, bro. I ain't that locked in. But yeah, though. But yeah,
this nigga.
Going through that.
This nigga had me talking myself.
No, I heard you, bro. But like, damn.
But the nigga real, I mean, I ain't gonna call God the nigga, but God real for sure, bro.
Yeah, like, I say God real because through all the trials and tribulations, it's like this. If to get somewhere, you have to go through something.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It's just what that something makes. You feel me? What you make that something of? Like, you feel me? Hot, like, you, all right. You ain't graduate.
Right.
You feel me? You fell into depression. You people feel as, like, they God is not real because it's not happening as fast as you want it to happen. Whatever you're right. asking yeah. for. It's not happening as fast as you want it to happen. So therefore, or it's not happening how you want it to happen. So therefore, you feel that as you question, like, all right, nigga, I'm asking you this and you're not giving it to me. But it's like this. Have you been talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That's just like a girl, you feel me? She don't... Like a regular girl just coming to ask you for $20. Have you been talking to me? Have you what do you mean?
Yeah, we ain't even close.
So yeah, like guys, like I can help you, but it's like I need you by now you coming to me. I need you to come to me consistently, no matter what you're going through, even on your good days. I don't give a fuck if it's just a thank you.
Yeah.
I want you to come talk to me. Even if we don't come, we may not talk every day, but when we do talk, I want you to talk. And that's why I tell people, like, I feel as praying and talking to God is two different things. Because I feel like as praying, you want something to, you feel me, happen right then and there, and that's not how it works. Now, I say I talk to God because I realize, like how me and you talking, I just tell my nigga, like, I'm feeling this way. I'm feeling that way. Like, I want to get this going. I want to go that going. It's like, he may not talk to me right then and there. I'm just like, I'm talking to myself.
Now, how you started off, though, that's what my problem was. Like, is it a certain way you supposed to, like, if you wanted to talk to God, like, is it a certain way you supposed to start it off? You feel me?
Man, me personally, before I talk to God, I say the Lord's Prayer. You feel me? Our Father. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah.
So then I tell her, I just want to thank you for my blessings and my blessings.
Right.
I want to thank you for teaching me, like, how to get where I need to get and what I need to do. And I want to thank you for blessing me for this next day. I want to thank you for everything you've given me. Everything I have right now, I want to thank you for that. Just for, I don't give a fuck if it's 2 cents to my name, bro.
Thank you.
I'm thankful. Thank you. Because you got to think, it's people who ain't got that 2 cents.
Facts.
And it was like, you feel me? As like, I felt like once he said, all right, just keep coming to me. Like, I pray for every day to be better than last, you feel me? Like, and mm-hmm. every day I talk to him. Every day I go talk to him. And it'd be like, and it'd just be like, I just talk to him, like, whatever, however I'm feeling, like. Like, why is this happening, though? Like, why is that happening? Like, and what am I doing wrong? Like, show me some. You feel me? Like, he'll show you some. You just got to catch it, like, when he show you. Because not him not being there is like.
Yeah, he got to show you something.
He gonna give you that sign. He gonna give you multiple signs. He gonna try to give you multiple signs. The more you come to God, he gonna give you more signs. You feel me?
It's true.
And I feel like you don't have to go to church every Sunday or every Wednesday for Bible study. It should be close to God.
Right.
You feel me? I feel like a person can't tell you your relationship with God. You feel me?
Yeah, that's true. Because they don't know.
So it's like...
That's my problem. Like, I ain't really know how to, you feel me, talk to him. You know what I'm saying? It's just, do I just, all right, God. I mean, like God, man. Thank, you know what I'm saying? Why this? How can I do this? You feel me? Or I never knew. So like I kind of made it my, like when I started, it's like I just made my own way. You know what I'm saying? But I mean.
You could just like, you feel me? Like whatever's on your mind, bro. You know, like how you really feel.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows how you really feel about but you. So when you tell him though, like tell like how you would tell a therapist how you feel, you would talk to him as like he's asking you a question, like, you feel me?
Yeah, like
you like once you like you just look like once you start just to tap in with him. He like when you talk to him, he'll ask you a question. You be like, "Cuz, man, it's like I don't know if I'm doing it wrong. You feel me? And it's weird. Bro. I don't know how to tell.
It's weird because he ain't here though. But you feel me?
It's weird. It's weird me explaining it because it's like.
Do everybody got their different ways?
Yeah. You feel me? I don't know how other people would talk to him, but I really feel as he asks me questions,
mm-hmm.
Why am I doing this? Or, you feel me? Why am I doing that? Why am I not doing this? You feel me? Like I really feel like he asks me questions. I just be talking to him like, "Cuz, like that's my like he really a human, like cuz, man." And then as over time, and say for instance, like over time, he'd say like, "Why I'm not doing this?" And I'd tell him, "I don't know why." I'd be like, "Man, we'll do this." I'd be doing it, and I see like I actually see a difference, and I'd be like, "Damn, that's the sign." Or like,
yeah.
He told like, if I just do it and just stay consistent with him and just thank him, and you feel me? Hey, I can't do nothing but get better.
That's you one thing, though. Better. I see signs for sure.
You feel me? You just gotta stay positive, bro. Stay positive, no matter what. Positive. Pray every day, the next day be better than the last. Hey, but at the same time, you got to work for that shit, though. Like, you got.
Yeah, you just can't pray and just hang, you know what I'm saying? Don't do shit.
Yeah, I feel like, you feel me? And then another thing helped me is, like, instead of just, like, being down, I celebrate, like, all the good shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So then I came to the point where, like, I know for a fact, like, my granddaddy, he'll probably cuss me. Like, he done cuss me out a couple times, bro. Like, he'd be telling me to go back to fucking school. He'd tell me to go back to school, but I'd just be like, man, I don't know, bro. I still get down on that shit, but like, cause I'd be like, man, damn, bro, like, I feel like I'm gonna be out there playing, and my nigga, like, he ain't right there in the stand. But That's when I finally learned. Like, he really in the stands.
Yeah, he really there though. Cause if he telling you, you know, say that mean he gonna be there. He just wants you to get up and go. You feel me? And if you get up and go, then he gonna follow you.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
I swear to God, they be telling me to get up and go there.
Just gotta listen, bro. Just listen. Cause I believe you could do it. You feel me? I still got faith. You feel me? I still see it in you. And like I tell you, bro, all the time, man. And like I tell Nitty, man, it's like, it's never too late, bro. It's never too late. You feel me? And I mean, just, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you feel me, the reason we going is because basketball, it's like,
but
go get the degree.
No, you feel me? It was so crazy. What's so crazy about me? It's like, I actually liked this school. Like, I was always one of them kids. Like, I would like this school. Like, school always interested me. It's just the simple fact. As I got older, well, like, college, I don't feel like, you feel me, I have common sense. So I don't feel like, I feel as I don't have to, I don't want to be in your face for 40 minutes to an hour just for you to, like, explain nothing.
Right.
You feel me? The average person's attention span is only 15 to 20 minutes. So you feel me? After 20 minutes, repeating, there's no one really listening to you.
Yeah, that's how I ain't gonna say, bro. That's how my classroom is, bro.
And that's real life facts. And after 20 minutes in college, no one's really listening to you. So I feel like I'm pretty sure we're all, if we need your help, you say we can always contact you. We don't need to be here 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just my whole thing about that. Like, I don't. So it's like once he dies, like, why I'm in, I don't want to be in these long ass classes no more. Like, you know, I'm not about to pay attention to you right now. My mind state is not in the right place. Like, so it's like I really didn't want to be there. But I feel like now I came to that. If I was to go back to school, I'd go to class. The work ain't shit. You feel me? I've always been able to do my work. It just, I don't want to sit in your face. I don't want to see your face, Professor. I really feel that is unnecessary.
My attention span is low.
You feel me? We could be in the calf or something. I could be studying. We could probably be getting some shots up, more time to study, or you feel me? If I need to contact you, if I need that extra help, I'll email you or something. I got the syllabus. You got an office.
It's facts, though. That's why people be going out of there, you know what I'm saying, empty-headed. Everybody forget what you're talking about because you're talking for so long. Professors that talk the whole thing.
Man, I had a professor, bro, my philosophy teacher. And if it was so crazy, I finally learned it, bro. That's why I'm like, I'm so much in a happy place, bro. Because when I was there, this nigga ain't do shit but tell us a story how he rode his bike when he was 18 from here to Florida. It took him 13 days. He rode a pedal bike. And they got a video of the shit and some more shit there, bro. I swear to God, I'm kidding not. And every day he just told us, every day class was a part of the story and shit. So it's just like, I low-key paid attention, but after a while I stopped paying attention. But at like the bits and pieces, I understood it. But at the same time, like, it was purposes. That was purposes, bro. The whole hour we spent in this class was purposes.
Yeah, for no reason. We just listened to you tell us a story. Yeah.
You could have told us a story for 10 minutes and then broke it down for the people the other 10 minutes, you feel me? Then every day is just something. We got fucking 240 days in this class, bro. You talking our heads off.
That's how motherfuckers lose focus.
And then it come to the point where it was like, all right, I really not coming to your class. I don't want to come to your class. I don't want to hear that shit right now.
Hey, that's definitely how it is, though.
I mean, and then this is how they get you. They not on your ass about nothing for real. If you don't go to class, that's what it is. But they still about to give you work regardless.
Yeah, they going to mark that shit down.
You still got to check that syllabus for, you feel me, that Moodle and all that shit to see what work y'all got to do. Every day, no matter whether you go to class or not, you got some work.
They ain't pressing you about this shit either.
They not press you at all. If you don't want to do that shit, that's on you, buddy.
They don't give a fuck at all.
And then what's so crazy, niggas, so much shit going on campus. Niggas hooping.
Man.
Well, all type of shit.
You miss out so much, bro. That should be crazy, man.
I can't wait to put this bitch out there. People probably, I swear to God, I hope people vibe to this shit for real, though, because we've really been talking some shit this whole time.
Yeah, they got to, though.
They got to. You know what I'm saying? I got, hey, look, I swear to God, on my grandfather's grave, I got 50 for the first. No, wait, hold on. Let me bring that down, because. Let me bring that price down. We gotta get somebody a prize. We gotta do a prize, Sam. There, we gotta do some prizes. We gonna do the first three people who listen to our whole podcast, this whole podcast, and repost it and let people know what y'all think.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Feedback.
Give us feedback. You gotta give us feedback on the whole podcast. You can't give us feedback on the whole bits and pieces. We got to know you listen to the whole podcast. This message right here, let us know if you listen to the whole podcast. So we got a prize for the first three people. We're not going to tell you what it is. I promise you, on my grandfather's grave, it would be worth it. I promise you. We got three prizes for the first three people who listen to the podcast, repost it, and give us feedback on it.
Definitely.
Flat out. But, yeah, Dale, it's 3:30 in the morning, bro. I'm hot as fuck.
Bro, I'm sleepy as fuck. No one, Barry. Barry about to be waking up like at 10 at 11.
But, yeah, y'all. So, look, it's your boy, Otto. You feel me? We sitting here on the views with Otto. You can check out my boy, TGU Dev. His shit is the real life talk. Him and PJ. Hey, man. Fat PJ, what's up, bro?
That nigga silly, man.
Man, that nigga been silly all since I done knew the nigga, little fat ass. Bitch think he can do everything. But, yeah, you can follow me on all your social media on Twitter at TTU_Laura, on IG at YTNOTTONU. MBA5. You can follow my boy TGU Dale.
On everything. Everything the same, man.
Everything the same. Just like that. TTU_Dale on everything.
Hey, one more thing though. You still think I'm gonna blow the bag?
What you mean?
What do you think I'm gonna blow the bag? What age?
Hey, we can't talk about that right now, bro. You're in school, bro.
But it's crazy, though, because it's like, I just want to know, because like, everybody think I smoke, bro.
No, Dev don't smoke. And I got like, Dev. All right, fuck it. Since we talk about it, fuck it. I got Dev. Dev don't remember this shit. That's how fucking high he was, y'all. I got Dev to smoke on our way. I don't know if it was, I think it was on our way to Akron. It was either on our way to Akron or from. I think it was on our way to Akron. I doubt if it was from our way to Akron. But I had Dev smoking. Had him smoke two blunts on our way to Akron. That nigga was high as fuck. I remember the shit. The nigga was swerving and everything. That nigga was high as fuck.
Man, I don't remember.
So you don't remember driving slow as fuck? I'm like, damn, dude. You was doing like 35 in the 60. Damn, dude, I'm glad ain't nobody behind us.
I probably said some shit like, on my fault.
Definitely what you said. I was like, man, because I swear to God, I'm high as fuck, y'all. So I'm like, I'm looking, ain't nobody behind us, but I'm like, it really look like he's driving on the street, though, but we really on the freeway. I look, you know he got them big-ass numbers on his dashboard and shit, on his thermometer. So that bitch say 35, man. We had just so happy to pass the speed limit thing, man. That bitch said 60. I said, dude, what the fuck is you doing? I swear to God, that shit was funny as fuck. But honestly, bro, it's good that you don't smoke the bag. I believe that you're gonna start smoking the bag periodically, like occasionally. Like, you feel me? You fuck around, smoke a little blunt or something in the off season. Once you get to the league or something, they can't piss test you for the shit. So fuck it.
I think JR be
high as fuck. High. All them niggas be high as fuck. They don't piss test for weed in the league. Unless you're doing some dumb shit, like out there really doing some dumb shit. Man, and then you'll probably get in trouble for that. But no, they don't piss test for that shit in the weed or in the league. So I feel like you'll smoke a blunt a couple times, especially if you're with me. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
I said I'll probably try it before I die.
I feel like weed helped me, bro. Cause I swear to God, if it wasn't for weed, I probably would. I'd be in jail, Dev. I swear to God.
Oh, that mellow you down.
Facts. Like, weed keeps me sane, bro. I swear to God, I'll be ready. I'd be thinking too much, bro. I'd be ready to black the fuck out. I swear to God, bro.
I think that shit gonna slow me down, man.
I smoke weed, black man. Fuck that shit. But I tell you, like I tell any athlete. You feel me? If you gonna smoke weed, nigga, work out. Say like, you feel me? You ain't gotta do it all the time, but say like you smoke a blunt, go work out.
That's why I've been scared. But that's why I don't do it, bro. Cause it's like I feel like this is gonna slow me down.
Cause honestly, bro. Cause like, all right, like I ain't gonna lie. The first couple times, you feel me? You like first couple times about you being high, you not normally be high. You probably think you're gonna be tweaking. But it's like it really is. It's like you gotta look at the strand of weed you smoking. You feel me? That matters. You feel me? Cause I think indica make you sleepy. Indica weed make you sleepy. Yeah, indica make you sleepy. Sativa, it low-key give you a bird. You feel me? So if you got some sativa and you smoking some little sativa, it's low-key like a body enhancer. Like, you feel me? You be feeling good. Like, I'm off that shit right now. That's why I'm up. If I had some indica, we would have been into this shit, bro.
Oh, you'd have been out.
For real. We would have been into this shit. I would have been sleepy, ready to lay down. You feel me? But I smoke and I go hoop. Or I go work out. It's just like I be feeling way better. I be feeling like I feel my strength, bro. Like I feel myself getting stronger, bro. I don't do it all the time because I feel like, you feel me? I feel like, all right, I'm working out, but at the same time, it's like I'm losing that win I'm getting.
Yeah.
So I tell people like it do low key make you lazy. That's why I said a couple of times you go work out. You feel me? You're not smoking all the time, so you feel me? You already used to working out, but you smoke weed though periodically. So just smoke your blunt, just go work out a little bit. And then it's like, all right, if you don't smoke the weed before you go work out, smoke the blunt after you work out. You feel me? Because you're gonna work out again.
Yeah, don't work out regardless.
Facts. So,
yeah, I'm gonna hold off on that shit, man. Till I'm
hold that shit.
I'm gonna hold off to that shit till I'm done hooping.
I just smoked my last blunt. I'm back on my break, man. I really ain't smoking with that shit. What's so crazy? Usually when I hoop, bro, if I'm hot, I be cool, bro. Yes, today I ain't smoked. Yesterday we went to go hoop today. I was tired as fuck, dude, and I ain't like that shit at all.
See, that's what I'm scared of. That's the only thing I'm scared of.
I said that because by me smoking so consistently and not, you feel me, doing the shit, by me, I used to smoke every day. So me even taking that day off and then going to hoop, you feel me, that's how bad it affected me. And I'm like, I don't like that shit. So I'm like, I got to get back right and then start back smoking, or I got to keep smoking, but I'd rather stop smoking and get back right.
As you should.
You feel me? So I tell myself that shit ain't going nowhere. That shit still gonna be here.
Definitely.
So yeah, I'm back. It's okay. Sorry, man. I'll holler at y'all niggas in a minute.
I'm out. I'm about to go take my ass to sleep.
For sure. Work out tomorrow anyway. Another episode of Views with Otto, man. I'm here with my boy TGU Dale. Go check out his podcast, Real Life Talk. You feel me? We're going to wrap this shit up, man. It's fucking 3:30 in the morning. This nigga crazy.
I'm out of here.
Like I said, the three first people, we got something for y'all, man. Come holla at us.
Yeah, mama. Man, definitely hit us up.
Y'all be good, man. God be with you.
All right.